When the lights go out, they speak. The vanished, the cursed, the cruel. Their echoes live here. I'm Raven Vale, and you've just crossed the threshold. Welcome to Whispers from the Dark. Down the drain, the unseen tenant of the deep. Welcome, dear listeners, to Whispers from the Dark. I am your host, Raven Vale, and tonight we descend. We descend beneath the familiar comfort of concrete and asphalt, beneath the vibrant, noisy pulse of a modern metropolis, into a realm of dampness, darkness, and an all-consuming silence. We are going into the vast, intricate, and largely unseen world of the city sewer system, specifically in a major American city in the year 2013. For most of us, the sewer system is an unseen miracle, a subterranean network that ensures the clean flow of our daily lives. But for a select few, it is a workplace, a dangerous, claustrophobic, and often terrifying environment. Such was the world of Arthur Art Jenkins. Art was a city plumber, one of the unsung heroes of urban infrastructure. In his early 50s, burly, with a no-nonsense demeanor and a laugh that could clear a room, he was a veteran of the pipes. He knew the twists and turns of the old brick tunnels, the rush and ebb of the effluent, the distinct smell of methane and decaying organic matter. He was methodical, cautious, and respected the inherent dangers of his job. He was not a man to be easily spooked. The job on October 2, 2013, was a critical one. A major residential area was experiencing severe backups. Initial inspections pointed to a significant blockage deep within a century-old main line, a particularly large section of the sewer known as the central collector. It was an unpleasant task, requiring entry into a confined, largely unexplored segment of the system. Art, being the most experienced, was chosen for the dive. He suited up in his waterproof gear, donned his hard hat with its powerful headlamp, and, as was his custom for major inspections, attached a GoPro camera to his helmet. It was standard practice for safety, providing a visual record of his progress, conditions, and potential hazards. What it would capture that day, however, was beyond any hazard assessment. Art entered the manhole, the distant sounds of city traffic quickly fading as he descended into the cool, dank air. The access point led to a service tunnel, narrow and low, forcing him to crouch. The air was thick with the distinctive odor of the sewer, a unique blend of metallic decay and stagnant water. His headlamp cut a stark beam through the oppressive darkness, illuminating the slick, algae-covered brickwork. The only sounds were the distant gurgle of unseen water flow, the steady drip from condensation on the ceiling, and the rhythmic slosh of his own boots in the shallow, grey liquid that covered the tunnel floor. He was alone, deep beneath the sleeping city, methodically moving forward, his voice a low commentary into the GoPro's microphone, detailing pipe conditions and observations. He had been navigating the twisting passages for nearly an hour when his monologue paused, a subtle change in the ambiance. "Hold on," his voice, captured on the GoPro, cut through the ambient gurgle. He stopped, his boots sloshing slightly. The camera, fixed to his head, showed only the endless dark tunnel ahead, illuminated by his beam. "Did you hear that?" he muttered, speaking to himself, or perhaps to the silent GoPro. A moment of dead air, then, his voice laced with a tremor of confusion, not fear. "Who's humming?" The question hung in the thick, fetid air. Humming? In the city's sewer system? It was utterly out of place. It wasn't mechanical, not the groan of pumps or the rush of water. It was melodic, almost lullaby-like, though distorted, seeming to emanate from deeper within the pipe, beyond the reach of his headlamp. Art remained still, listening intently. The camera feed showed his head tilting slightly, trying to pinpoint the impossible sound. The humming continued, faint, eerie, subtly pulling him forward, deeper into the dark. He began to move again, more cautiously now, his boots deliberately slow, his breath hitching slightly. The humming grew marginally clearer, a low, resonant thrum that seemed to vibrate through the very brickwork. His voice returned, a whisper. Hello? Is anyone there? He was a professional, trained to identify hazards, but this was uncharted territory. This was beyond a collapsed pipe or a chemical spill. This was something else. Then, the GoPro feed shifted. Art's headlamp beam, previously focused directly ahead, seemed to flicker as if he flinched, or the beam was momentarily obscured. And in that fleeting moment, in the absolute pitch blackness beyond the reach of his light, something appeared. Two impossibly pitch black eyes. They were not reflecting the light, they seemed to absorb it. Twin voids against the barely perceptible murk. They were almond-shaped, unnaturally large, and utterly, profoundly black. And then, as if acknowledging Art's sudden, terrified gaze, they blinked. Slowly. Deliberately. Two impossible blinks in the pipe ahead. The humming stopped. The sudden silence was more terrifying than the sound itself. The camera feed, locked on Art's perspective, showed the vast, dark tunnel ahead. The eyes were gone, swallowed by the gloom. Art's breathing escalated into ragged gasps. He tried to backpedal, his sloshing movements becoming frantic. No, get back! He screamed, his voice cracking with pure, unadulterated terror. And then it happened. A sudden, violent rush of dirty water. Not a trickle, not a surge from a bursting pipe. This was a tidal wave, a sudden, powerful torrent that roared through the narrow tunnel, accompanied by a horrifying guttural scream. Art's scream, raw and desperate, abruptly cut off as the camera plunged into chaos. The feed dissolved into a maelstrom of brown, churning water, distorted light, and then, mercifully, total, static darkness. Art Jenkins was gone. The search and rescue operation was massive, relentless. Days turned into weeks. Every accessible pipe, every junction, every catch basin was searched. But there was no trace of him. No body. No equipment. Just the recovered GoPro camera, snagged weeks later on a grate miles downstream, its memory card miraculously intact. The footage became the sole witness to his disappearance, played and replayed by baffled investigators. The police, of course, had no answers. The humming was dismissed as echoes or the plumber's own disorientation. The pitch-black eyes were attributed to debris, a trick of light on slime, or psychological stress. The rush of dirty water was theorized as a sudden, natural surge, despite no records of heavy rainfall or system malfunctions that day. But the complete lack of a body, the utter violence suggested by the camera's final moments, and the sheer impossibility of what the camera did show, left an undeniable void in their official report. The case remains open, unsolved, a cold file in the city archives. For those who work in the hidden depths of our cities, for those who heard the hushed whispers about the Jenkins case, the story is different. They speak of things that dwell in the dark, forgotten places. Legends of creatures that have adapted to the subterranean world, existing beyond human comprehension, perhaps drawn to the faint vibrations of life above, or the intrusion of those who venture into their domain. What was humming in the darkness? Was it a lure? A warning? And what kind of being possessed those terrifying, light-absorbing eyes that moved with such unnatural purpose and then unleashed a torrent of water before claiming its unsuspecting prey. The terrifying story of Arthur Jenkins, lost to the depths of the city sewer system, reminds us that even in our most controlled, engineered environments, there are wild, ancient places that remain untamed. Places where the unseen thrives, where something might patiently wait, hidden from the light, humming a chilling tune in the dark, and watching from the pipes. And when it finally decides to show itself, briefly, chillingly, before you scream, it is the last thing you will ever see before you are dragged, irreversibly, down the drain. Until next time, when the whispers grow louder. Good night.